Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. 40 minutes after 11 and it is Tuesday morning. My name is Junaid Jassad. My co-host, Mawlana Naeem Dokrat. Mawlana Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
I am very well, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. And we have a beautiful day today, a little chilly but full sun, alhamdulillah, and Mubarak and blessed days of the month of Ramadan. Looking forward to another of the odd nights tonight, inshallah.
Yes, indeed, Mawlana, looking forward to the night tonight, inshallah, another odd night for us to take advantage, for us to come closer unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows best, but it could be the night of Qadr, so we need to make an all-out effort again tonight, inshallah, and use all our time in the worship, in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The beauty of this is that even though we do not know for certain that what we are doing is on the night of Qadr, or whether we have gained the night of Qadr, whether we have found the night of Qadr or not, but the beauty of it is that whatever ibadah we are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us a reward for it. And we are gaining the numerous benefits that come along with the ibadah during the month of Ramadan. For example, our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing. Every time we do an ibadah, every time we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. We come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, and throughout our ibadah we are remaining in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many numerous benefits for this ibadah. And even if that night was not Laylatul Qadr, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us.
Yes, indeed. You know, looking at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases all our rewards. So nothing goes in vain when worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is wasted when worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That person who does it, even an ounce of good, will see that good. So indeed, this is the time we need to take out, make effort, and inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's a night of Qadr, falhamdulillah, and if it is not, then still too, we are gaining the full benefit of the reward that we are making in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will see it in both this world and in the akhirah, inshallah.
Inshallah, Al-Aziz. Well, coming back to the random act of kindness segment that we just listened to of this lady who firstly was involved in a lot of community work and really dedicated her life to the upliftment of the community through the Women's Forum, and she alhamdulillah hosted these orphan girls. And the act of kindness that comes that was mentioned by her son here is that she just gave away one of her nice bags to the orphan girl, because that girl just said that she likes it. And it reminds me of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gifted a knitted shawl by one of the sahabiyat. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was really in need of this shawl, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the shawl. And there was another sahabi who said, "What a lovely shawl is it? It is. Can I have it?" And that sahabi asked, "Can I have it?" And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately gave that shawl to him. And the people around him said that, "How could you ask when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is in need of it?" And he said that it is because I want to get the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also gave just like that. But I just want to touch on, firstly, before we go on to the act of kindness, I just want to focus on women's forums and the work that is put in and the efforts that are put in by the women's forums.
Yes, indeed, we can go ahead. Let us, if you look at these women's forums, you know, I've seen some of the work that they have done. And alhamdulillah, you know, some of the work is really amazing. And you know, looking at random acts of kindness, some of the work that they do is beyond the act of kindness. Sometimes it really touches the hearts of the poor, the needy. And you know, we've looked around, there are many women's forums, Muslim and non-Muslim. But alhamdulillah, you know, the work that comes out from them sometimes is really phenomenal.
I think it's there are many charity organizations that are doing much work, but from a women's forum, there is that compassion of motherhood that is attached to the kindness that they carry out, that compassion of motherhood that is there in their ideas, in their approach, in the way that they do it. You know, Malana, just a simple example. This is just one example. I know there's many groups that do many things. This is just one example of how women's forums do things differently, so to say. That we have, before Ramadan, in our locality, we have a distribution of dates, and that's basically what we give out, and together with our Ramadan calendar that is delivered to each door. So, leave it up to men. What would men do? Say, okay, we have to give out dates. Let's get a plastic bag. We put 10 dates or 20 dates, whatever. We put it in there, or measure quarter kilo or half a kilo, however much we have to give it. Put it in the plastic bag. Tie the bag up and go and drop it off by the house with the calendar. But on the other hand, now we've given the job to the ladies. And when the ladies do it, they'll attach a little ribbon to it. They attach a little Ramadan card with a message, and they give the calendar, and each one is hand delivered. So you see, there's a difference. There's a difference in the way that people give, and there's a difference in the way that compassion of motherhood is there, and that is what I think makes the big difference.
Yes, indeed, Mala, you know, looking at the compassion that is shown from women, it is a different compassion, as you had mentioned, looking at how men would normally go about doing an action and how the women go about doing it. And we've seen that, you know, also their compassion towards the poor and the needy far supersedes the compassion of a man. I've been to many places where food is being delivered and where we're giving food, and I've seen the difference between a man giving the food and a woman giving the food. And yes, it does touch the lives of those whom they are helping out, and it really benefits. And what happens is, you know, it brings an awareness that the community at large cares. And it's not only the men who are doing it, but also the women can do the exact same.
Alhamdulillah, shukr. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of the ladies who sacrifice their time. You know, besides just the way that they do things, it's a great sacrifice of time, because you must know that a mother's commitment to her family, a mother's commitment to her children is much, much more than the father's commitment to the family and children in terms of time. Mother has so many more responsibilities and duties in the home. And despite this, mashallah, there are ladies who are committing their lives, they're committing themselves, they are sacrificing time with their family, they are sacrificing time with their children as well. And it is all for a greater good, it's all for a better cause. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. You know, it reminds me of the verse of the Quran Kareem, يُكْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, that they are preferring others over themselves, even though they have a need themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever they are doing.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, I'm just looking, and I just googled to look at Muslim women's forums, and it's amazing how many we have in South Africa, in all the different regions, in the different provinces. And you know, subhanallah, each one of them doing their fair share and their fair bit to go out and to help their communities around them, each one with a different mission. with the same mission, but each one putting their own input and sacrificing from their own selves. And you know, this is the in the random act of kindness, the ayat was mentioned that لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will not attain piety until you do not sacrifice, until you do not spend of that which you love. And you know, looking at this day and age, our time is of much essence and importance, and especially for a lady who has a home to run, who has to take care of her family, for her to sacrifice her time, for her to sacrifice her few minutes of spare time and to go out and help her community, indeed is very admirable.
Oh yes, definitely. And Malana, then alhamdulillah, over and above that, we come to this part of what was mentioned in that story of the sister giving away one of her prized possessions to bring a smile onto the face of an orphan girl. And that is also a notable act, that over and above what she had done and brought those orphans and dedicated her time and set up the entire program for them, now she goes on and gives away one of her prized possessions for the benefit of that young orphan girl. It is definitely commendable.
Yes, indeed. It is absolutely, you know, it brings back memories regarding the story of Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu, where he gave his whole orchard away in response for a tree in Jannah. So, you know, this was what had happened, that, you know, Jannah had become more prized to him than an entire orchard filled with date palms. And subhanAllah, you know, this is, you know, we speak of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but looking in this day and age, we see that sacrifices like this also have been made, where people are sacrificing and they are following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are also following these ayats of the Quran. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fairly reward them. And these people, they do it in such a way that no one else wants to know. They do not do it to tell anyone else, but rather they do it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily, Allah will reward them for this year.
Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at these little things that we do. You know, sometimes you find people who would find a stranger and just give their jacket away to that person because that stranger is cold. Or that person will just give their shoes away to that person because that person has got no shoes. And there's so much of good and kindness. And it shows us, well, you know, as we are listening to these random acts of kindness on a daily basis, the thought that is coming to mind is that there is so much of treasure of kindness and goodness within the Muslim Ummah. There is a treasure of piety. There is a treasure of charitable individuals. There is a treasure of individuals with positivity, with love for humanity within our Muslim Ummah. And instead of focusing on those who are not yet there, we need to focus on these individuals who are contributing so positively to the Ummah and to humanity at large. And that way we will be able to uplift all of our spirits, inshallah.
Yes, indeed, you know, looking at them, following their example, and every one of us trying to do our bit as well, that looking where we can go and where we can do it. But let us make intention. And you know, the first thing, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam plays an importance in our life, that innamal a'malu bin niyyah, that verily our actions are judged upon our intentions. So whenever we do any action for anyone, let us make sure that our intention is correct, that it is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is done only and solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not do it to show anyone else, but rather we do it not for praise or anything, but we do it only for the pleasure of Allah. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward us for what we do.
Inshallah, Aziz. Let's take a bit of a break now. Mawlana, we can come back after that. We'll speak to Mawlana Yahya Bam, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's 27 minutes to 12. My name is Junaid Jassad, my co-host, Mawlana Naeem Dokrat. And we welcome our guest on the program right now, Mawlana Yahya Bam Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
How are you keeping this morning, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, very, very well. On your side?
Very well, alhamdulillah. Allah shukr.
Shukr Allah.
We are already in the last 10 days, and in fact we have just about the week left of Ramadan.
Allahu Akbar. The month is gone, Maulana. But it should not be that we think of it as just another last 10 days and the month is going past. It'll be just over. We should think of it very seriously, Maulana. That is this not my last... Could it not be my last 10 days ever in my life? By the next Ramadan and by the next 10 days, will I be alive? And therefore, not only to make it sound like one more just last 10 days, but it's very important. It is for us to score as much as we can, because it is in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan that among the many great virtues, one is the night of power. Just one single night, equivalent to 83 years of ibadah, that's guaranteed. And then, man amila salih, whoever does good deeds, the multiplications and all the niyat and all that takes it up to many, many more folds. But it is worth looking for the night of power in these days, Maulana. And the easiest way is that spend as much time of these odd nights, in fact all these nights, and let me take it one further, to 27th night, the whole night, spend it in the masjid, and inshallah there will be great returns for it, Maulana.
Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. That is what we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to grant us tawfiq and to make it easy for us. We have to use simple and practical ways of being able to take the maximum out of these Mubarak days and Mubarak nights. Malana, one simple thing is that keep a tasbih in your hand, or keep an electronic tasbih in your hand, so that you are constantly reminded to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A tasbih's name should really not be a tasbih. It should be a loud reminder. The moment it is in your hand, automatically, the moment you're not doing anything else, you just start reading the tasbih and you start taking the name of Allah and remembering Allah. So, no matter what people will think, it should not be that somebody will say, "Abhi Buzruk Thayyu has become a very pious man, so that is why now he's carrying a tasbih." Leave the dunya alone. Leave what they say. Let them think what they want to. My niyyah is that, my Mawla, I'm going to remember you. This is going to be that means to remember you. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, when he reached the high stages of tasawwuf and wilayat, and when his heart, the condition comes on the heart, when you are doing this continuous zikr of Allah and remembering Allah and mujahidah for the pleasure of Allah, then your heart becomes alive and it becomes mustaqil in the remembrance of Allah. So he had already reached that stage. So somebody asked him, a close friend, that, "Oh great saint, your heart is continuously in the remembrance of Allah, in the thought of Allah, in connection with Allah. What do you need a tasbih in your hand for?" So he looked at the tasbih and he said, "This is what got me there. This is that what got me there. That tasbih is what is going to be that constant reminder, and while you are going to, your mind is going to drift because you're looking at the glitter and the glamour of the world. If the tasbih in the hand, it immediately reminds you, I need to think of Allah, I need to be Allah connected." Maulana?
Subhanallah. So that tasbih is there that reminds you, and it is the tasbih, alhamdulillah, that the saint, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reached that stage because of keeping the tasbih in his hand. And alhamdulillah, we see our mothers and sisters very often sitting and reading. You know, the other day I was traveling with my mother-in-law, and the whole time busy reading and busy with the tasbih. And it is, you know, they're there level of ibadah. Just the other day I was sitting with some ulama and some people, and they mentioning with regards to the mothers and sisters and how much of time they spend on the musalla, how much of time they spend making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think if you have a competition, then they may put the men away also, Mawlana.
Hands down, Mawlana, hands down. The amount they do in that rooms and that house of theirs, the Quran reading, alhamdulillah, in this month of Ramadan, the amount of time they spend in the reading of the Quran or the keeping of the tasbih and reading the tasbih, Allah, they will be the ones that are going to pull us through in on the other side in the akhirah, Mawlana.
Mawlana, you know, I'm looking at this discussion, and subhanAllah, you know, looking at the ladies and how they really make an effort, and understanding the efforts that they make behind it. You know, the other day I was sitting and speaking with one person, and he says, you know, my mother, every day she's got a chart that she ticks off, and she recites within a week. She recites at least 4 Qurans. I think in this day and age, many of us underestimate the woman. You know, we bring them down thinking that they've got only housework and they do nothing else. But in reality, I think the woman far surpasses us in ibadah, especially since they realize the importance of it as well.
Surely they are the powerhouses. They are the ones that are pulling the whole cart and getting it going. I think with regards to spirituality. But now coming back to us in this last 10 days, how do we bring value to that night of power, that night of Qadr? Among the things that I said, make up a chart of about 5-6 items that you will do daily. One among them, Mawlana, is that give out at least 10 rands or 1 rand or 100 rand sadaqah in every night of these odd nights. Well, if Allah Ta'ala makes it that any one night happens to be, and it will be, because the promise is that it will be in the month of Ramadan, it will be in the last 10 days, one night will be the night of power. So if you gave out that one rand, you've given out a couple of 100,000s that Allah is going to multiply, and you're having given out. Even if you're in a low worth money, those that have it a little more, Allah will give them the tawfiq to give even more. But those that are low on cash, at least at 1 or 5 rands, give it out. You will see what a difference. So give it out means put it aside. This is besides the sadaqah al-fitr or the zakat that you are going to give. That zakat is Allah's share in your business. And the sadaqah al-fitr, it's without the sadaqah al-fitr, that roza of yours remains suspended. Because in that roza, while we are fasting, there are many things that we could do that may have happened. For example, looking in the wrong direction. There you did not even intend to look. Allah Ta'ala takes away that zulma that has come as a result of that on your heart. Or you might have spoken something just while doing jokes. You might have gone overboard and you might have said certain things which were not acceptable from you. And it happens. You start slipping in. It'll be one simple or one little nonsense talk, and that will become 2 little nonsense talks, and suddenly you find yourself deep in the mud, exchanging a whole lot of crazy mad things, and then Allah makes it that some way or the other a reminder comes, and you say, Allah Maritova, I did wrong. Any insan, any human, and that is what we are here in this dunya for. Well, a very encouraging thing that I'll mention here. It comes in the hadith that if this whole of insaniyat, everyone become pious and naik, everyone starts making the ibadat of Allah and remembering Allah and namaz and tahajjud, and everyone becomes pious. It is written, I've read, that Allah will create another set of people and nation to do some guna for him to show his mercy. That means he wants to show his mercy. We are in those days when he's calling out, and in those nights when he's going to be calling out, is there anyone that wants from me? Here I am, take it. So, whatever part of the night, so I said one was take out some money. Then take out some time in dua. Let it be that some dua is made. I'm not talking about the dua after the Fard Namaz, where we lift our hands and say, mumble a few words and rub it over your face. But it means 10, 15, 20, half an hour making dua and crying to Allah. Oh my Allah, the world is crying for many other things. I'm crying to you for hidayat. I'm crying to you so that you take me with iman. And in this way, this is one more thing, Maulana. Or Junaid?
Ji. Allahu Akbar. And we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah, for iman. And that is, I think, one of the main things that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begging Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these Mubarak days for strong iman, and the iman of the type of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum.
Allahu Akbar. Ji Mawlana. And then among the many other ibadahs that we do, strongly recommend that sleep in these nights was wudu. Because when a person sleeps and the soul, it's half death. Soul leaves the body. It's not full death where it completely leaves, but it's half death. The soul starts wandering around. And it is written that if you step to wudu, then that soul of yours is going to go and make sajda to the arsh of the Almighty Allah. Allahu Akbar. What an ibadat, a sajda to the arsh of Allah. And even these nights you have slept with wudu, that it happened on one of these big nights. What a great ibadat to do. So let it be that we have made wudu and slept. And all the time that we sleep will be counted as an ibadat also, if we're going to sleep with wudu. Now, these are the simple things besides the Quran reading that we will do. Salat al-Tasbih in these nights is almost like a must. I'm not going to say it is a must, but it is like a must. Because what type of rewards and what type of thawab, what type of maafi, what type of guna, forgiveness, is not mentioned with regards to the person who does Salat al-Tasbih. Maulana? Mudakrat?
Yes, looking at the Salat al-Tasbih itself, it's a very powerful Salah and a very, very powerful way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Indeed, as believers, as the sons of Adam alayhi salam, we are sinful by nature. You know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khayru khatta'in at-tawabun, that every son of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam is inclined, he commits a sin at times, and the best of those who commit a sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who turn in repentance unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as humans, we are fallible, we bound to make mistakes at different times, so it is only natural that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are being given a night as with such power as the night of Qadr, then we know the mercy of Allah is even greater on this night. We know everything is greater. If a person has done something wrong in this world, we have wronged someone, or we go to that person and we ask him, we will look for the best opportunity to ask him, you know, when that person is in a good mood. In the same manner, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night is the best time to ask Allah for forgiveness, to beg of Allah's forgiveness. And you know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us the dua on this night here, that Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun rahimun tuhibbul afafafu anna, asking Allah to forgive us on this night here. Indeed, we should learn this dua and practice upon it, and on this night here we should be continuously reciting this dua as well. Malana,
we will not only stop by looking at what guna a person has performed, has done, has got involved in. It is the follow-up after the guna, what type of tawbah he made. How dedicated was his tawbah? How sincere and deep was his tawbah? How much did he cry? Alright, the one is, I need to give up the sin. I have given it up. The first thing is that I have given it up. The second is, I regret for having committed that sin. And number three is, I now make tawbah and I now turn to Allah. Ya Allah, you now save me. I feel ashamed of the guna. And the more depth and gravity there is in that shame and turning to Allah, the more acceptance of the dua there will be in that crying of yours. Junaid?
See, it's all about our ikhlas, how committed we are, how dedicated we are, how devoted we are. And it is a mindset that we have to get into our minds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of maghfirah are open for every single person, not selective of who you are, not selective of what your level of obedience or disobedience is, not selective of anything. The only thing is that we do not make partners with Allah, is that our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be intact. As long as our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intact, whatever our sin, whatever our wrong, whatever our evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of maghfirah and tawbah are open for us, and we have to turn to Allah and beg His forgiveness. That is the only thing that will allow us to devote and dedicate ourselves in these Mubarak nights.
And Mawlana, Allah ta'ala gives you such assurance that if you are despondent and you feel so weak that Allah will not forgive me, that's a fear of an attack on your own iman. And opposite to that, to have that umid in Allah, to have that yaqeen that Ma Allah is going to forgive, Ma Allah is going to make maaf. There are people that will be crying and that will be turning to Allah. And the beauty is that Allah Ta'ala accepts these tears. One drop is sufficient to extinguish the fire of Jahannam for you. And on the other side, when you call on to Allah, then Allah loves you the most. So let it be that these nights are spent in these type of cries and callings and coming closer to Allah.
Yes, Ma, you know, looking at another aspect of this night of Qadr, we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when in the last 10 nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would not only indulge in ibadah, but rather he would awaken his family as well to indulge in ibadah. And I think it is only fair that even our families, we should indulge them, get them to be in ibadah in this night, wake them up. You know, sometimes the women say that they cannot perform salah, they cannot. Yes, but that does not stop them from making dua at the time of the Hajjud Salah during the night. Get them up also, let them make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dhikr. These are all good deeds, inshallah, which will also benefit them and help them out as well.
Surely enough, it will get us thinking and coming closer to Allah, and it will open our inner soul that we need to open to. Yes, on the one side, that guna that we were doing, if there was a guna, Allah, I totally give up, I'm not going to go towards it again. And now I'm begging you, Allah, to help me to remain steadfast and not return towards that guna. That is the condition number one for that acceptance. The moment you go past that, it is through and through, Allah is going to accept. Then it should not be that we have any such doubts in the mercy of Allah, that Allah is not going to forgive. Mawlana?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all that understanding and that tawfiq. Mawlana, one essential ingredient is to never, or to make intention never to return to that sin again. That is the essential part of acceptance of tawbah, and that is also a sign of acceptance of tawbah, that a person, once they make tawbah, they do not return to that sin.
That's absolutely, that's a condition, that you have a regret for the guna that you have done, and you have a sincere promise to Allah not to go back to it again. And you have that hope in Allah, that Allah helps you, Allah guides you. That is also the dua that you make. Allah, you help me, you guide me, you control me, and you take me through these days of my life. We don't know how long it is. Will we be here next year, Ramadan, and in the next 10 days of the last days of the month of Ramadan? to make the tawbah, or is that allowance now and our only allowance now, because by next year we will not be in this dunya? What do we know? And it is not that a younger person can say that, no, I've got a chance. Sometimes the young go and the old remain, but more commonly and more easily the old go and the young still remain. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq to turn to Allah. Maulana, we need to talk a bit about the sadaqatul fitr, the importance of sadaqatul fitr, and Eid will be next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Maulana?
Yes, inshallah. Nazis.
Tuesday or Wednesday? The possibility of seeing it on Tuesday, I don't know, what is the sighting possibilities, Maulana?
We're looking at the sighting possibilities, Maulana. They say there's a 95% chance of the moon being sighted.
For Tuesday?
For Tuesday night, as the moon will be born on Monday at 1 o'clock.
So if it's sighted on Tuesday, it will be on Wednesday.
Ji, inshallah.
Or else on Thursday.
If the moon is not sighted on Tuesday, then on Thursday will be Eid.
So the Eid is between Wednesday and Thursday.
Ji.
Yeah, alright. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, we need to, before you go for the Eid Salat, each person needs to give out his Sadaqatul Fitr for the rozas that he had kept, and for the table of the poor in his vicinity. Most important, the poor people in his vicinity. It's not we take out the Sadaqatul Fitr and give it to some organization to sit with it, to spend it 6 months or 8 months later on the poor. No, it is to be spent now. So we take out the Sadaqatul Fitr and try to get it to the poor home by ourselves, or the locality of our masjid, where they arrange for the poor that are living in the area, and they give a parcel, especially each morning. It is heavily suggested that there be, for example, cream, butter, chicken, things like that, which they will immediately use on each day. It could be given the day before Eid or 2 days before Eid, so that they can have on the Eid morning that food to eat. It's not a matter of anything else, or any other edible things, Maulana.
The objective is that we want to make the day of Eid easier. And Maulana, on the point of the amount of Sadaqatul Fitr that has been specified by the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, 22 rands for Hanafis and 28 rands for Shafi'is, that is a minimum amount based on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that amount has been worked out on. And it is, however, recommended that we need to consider the poor and how much we would like to give them and how we would like to make their aids more comfortable for them. And we need to be very compassionate and kind in adding on to the Sadaqatul Fitr so that the poor can have an easy Eid, inshallah.
Inshallah, ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accept our Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala make it possible that our ibadahs and things are accepted to such a level that Allah make us, by the time Eid is over, among his awliya and among his friends, Maulana.
Ameen. Maulana, jazakumullahu khairan for your time this morning. And inshallah, Aziz, we will speak to you the day before Eid next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Naeem sahab, shukran for your time as well this morning. And shukran to our studio operator, brother Ziyad from Junaid Jassat, and Maulana Naeem Dokrat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.